What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. So we started the show, obviously. We're going to do a couple segments on what went down this weekend, the attempted assassination, and then we're moving on because I'm not going to do that to you today with, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours of it. Not. We got plenty of good stuff to talk about, and a lot of people are going to want the escape, and I respect that. I do, too. I had a great weekend. I'm not interested in being sad today or being upset. So we'll knock out some calls, see where people are at, and it's really just kind of where does it go from here? And I don't know. I blame, first of all, cable news on both sides. It's poison. And then the poison for this generation. And again, this is a 20-year-old kid. Social media. I mean, history. You guys make fun of me because I left social media 10 years ago and stuff. But guys, reality is I'm going to be proven right. The history books are going to look back on this and the damage it is doing to everyone, especially the children. People who are now coming of age, right? Social media's advent really started in the late 2000s into 2010 range. These kids being raised by a tablet or a phone they're off center and they're a mess because your brain isn't fully developed and you're not supposed to be taking in deep fake misinformation and creating an echo chamber. It's a mess. And I don't think it has anything to do with politics in specific. You just have a lot of sick people right now.
Oh, I mean, it gets vitriolic for sports, as we know. The whole rivalry in this state is ridiculous.
Please.
It's awful.
You have people who still can't just say Michigan cheated. That's wild to me. You can just say straight up you had a guy in a Halloween costume on your opponent's sideline. Right. No one's ever seen it before. Right. Let's just be on the level here.
Right.
Can't say
you can argue. You can argue all you want about who knew what and what, whatever. That's fine.
Doesn't matter.
That's debatable.
But my point is, yes. Be an adult.
Correct.
Like, good Lord. Yeah. So, no, you're right, Mike. And it bleeds into sports. Why? Social media.
Yes, exactly.
You create your own world.
We do it ourselves with ticket texts. I mean, the ticket texts that we
don't. You do.
No, I don't. I don't see them.
I don't either.
Right. Because mine is because I get distracted, so it's something else. But
right.
The fact of the matter is, you know, we read the ticket texts that are provided for us that have already been, you know, basically edited.
Well, to your point, okay?
I mean,
I talked to Kenny, and Kenny said basically 75% of them can't be read because it is good versus evil. It is hyper-political.
Right.
And it's just not readable. It's incendiary.
Correct.
So then there's a middle ground, and Kenny said, I've got a couple that are readable that won't start SummerSlam. And I said, okay, good.
Yes.
Stay there.
Right.
Because again.
Because they're not listening. We're not going to read your vitriolic ticket text on either side.
Correct.
We're not.
There's no point. There's no winning. You know what? Somebody almost died this weekend. You can leave the politics behind.
Yeah.
It's called humanity. I mean, that's just where I'm at, but I'm a weirdo. Hey, let's go to Will in Sterling Heights. Let's get this party started. Will, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not too much. How you guys doing?
Good. Okay, what's on your mind?
Hopefully I can bring a little more centered perspective to this whole thing, but I think you're going to have the what you guys are saying, the more vitriolic perspectives on the extreme end, which, you know, we've always had and probably always will have. But I do think we're going to have a bit of a cooling down period just because, like you guys just alluded to, someone's life was taken while someone's life was being attempted at being taken.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to kind of bring a lot of people back to reality. Like, okay, like this is a very real thing going on right now.
I wish it would. But I mean, Will, we couldn't come together over, you know, kindergarten kids getting shot up at school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like people have the ability to just chill. It's crazy.
Yes. And the people always talk about how we have, like, a choice between only two parties. we have had like legitimate third party contenders, and I'd even make the argument right now in Robert Kennedy Jr. We have someone who's a little more center, and they're kind of talking from more of a common sense perspective.
Well, first of all, he was thinking about having Aaron Rodgers as his running mate.
You don't even need to go there. I don't care who the candidate is. They will never receive the funding necessary.
No.
They will never be able to be invited to the debates. They will never have an actual chance because this is a two-party system, and they want to keep it that way.
The only thing where he is correct on is in certain states, they can get enough votes where a state can be won or lost because of a third party. Not that the third party person is going to win. I think we saw with Ralph Nader, I forget which election, where he had enough votes that, I don't know if it was Gore or whatever, didn't win that state. So whatever, they can make an impact.
The reality is, if you vote for a third party option, your vote goes in a garbage can.
Right. My first vote ever was for a third party candidate, John Anderson.
Oh, I thought that was Garfield. All right, let's go to Danny, 97.1. I'm sorry. Danny, how you doing, buddy?
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, what's going on, man? How we doing?
D, I'm good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. First off, I mean, I'm not trying to boast you, but I capped off to you, my friend, because you know what? A lot of other stations or other shows would definitely avoid this kind of a thing, but you know what? You do it perfectly. You want to dip your toe in it because to do it is irresponsible to just totally avoid it, and to bring it up is what's needed. And I also firmly believe that, listen, I don't care what kind of side of the aisle you're on. I mean, if you're left, you got to be able to talk to right. If you're right, you got to be able to talk to left.
Right.
And if you can't do that, and unfortunately, the vast majority of this country is not responsible enough to handle having an opinion on these things. Because what is it? It is a cardinal sin for you guys in the media to talk about, you know, in the sports media more so than anything, talk about two things, religion and politics. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you are is fantastic, because if you don't, this continues. And this blame goes solely, in my opinion, on what you just said to echo. It's media and social media and the regular news media, because they're the ones that created this. Where does a 20-year-old get this vision? He doesn't get it from his upbringing. Some of them get them from their upbringing, but I would bet my life on it that social media and news networks are what created his mentality to do so. Mind you, he's a deranged person, but I guarantee you that's the motivation, and that is the problem.
Yeah, and that's, Danny, that's been my point in all of it, and it's scary. I mean, look, I mean, I may not have children of my own, but I am an uncle, and I love my nieces and nephews, and I worry about them, because this is the world they're coming up in, and it's terrifying, because adults can't find a way to separate what's real and what's not.
Right.
How does a child, how does a teenager?
They can't. They can. I will say this one last thing, because I know you got to run. But, Mike, I would say this. Listen, I am a Michigan guy. I will be so happy of this national championship. And when you talk about them and you're a Spartan guy, I can hate your guts. But I listen to you religiously because I respect your opinion, because you are of the other side and you keep it real.
Yeah.
And even I can hate you come October every year and go after it and let the battle begin. But that's the problem, is unfortunately not just the young, but also people over 40 or people in your age bracket, Stoney, they can't handle the ability to have a conversation in sports, let alone you think you're going to do it in politics.
That's
crazy.
Danny, it couldn't be said better, Danny, because sports isn't real. Like, we have fun with it and we are passionate about it, but in the grand scheme of things, in what's really important in life, sports isn't it.
No. It's entertainment.
That's my... But yet, NFL fan stabbed to death. NFL brawl. Like, you see how people are. And I'm telling you, it goes back into people are creating... And this is how something like this weekend happens. I don't think it's politics.
Right.
I think it is someone who has been... They're just... ill-equipped.
But going back to what you succinctly said in the first segment, this has been happening. We've had 14 assassinations and attempts throughout history. So this kid could have been somebody from, you know, John Hinckley did his stuff before social media.
Yep.
When he tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan and came from the NCAA basketball championship.
Mike, you're right. Okay.
That's a whole other story.
You're right. And again, I don't think it's political. There have been attempts on both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
It is about us as a people. Now, look, if I took away one thing from this weekend that is surely not political, I was confused by how the Secret Service and how security measure, you know, that rooftop would be the no bleep biggest threat in the area. 130 yards sounds like a long way. It's not.
Now, they had two snipers, but on different... Somebody should have been up there.
Doesn't add up to me, right. But I am not qualified. It's not like I've ever designed a security detail for a presidential speech.
Correct.
It's just me, dummy, right? Me being a dumb guy. I'm going, you have a rooftop that's 130 yards with a view of the stage. How is that not one of your biggest threats? Now, again, I'm not qualified. You wanted to know what my initial thought was. There's my initial thought. And once again, it had nothing to do with politics. A man almost had his head blown off. One person in the crowd did. Like, that's my initial response to it. 248-539-9797. We'll knock down a few more calls, and then we're going to move. And we're going to have some fun today, and we are going to talk about the Tigers, who are red hot. I just don't know what it means. It's a torturing... state of affairs. I'll explain why.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.